Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis on Thursday ruled out any military collaboration between the U.S. and Russia, saying that the conditions aren't correct right now. Telling defense ministers in Brussels, before military cooperation takes place, Russia must prove itself able to comply with international law.
We will engage politically. We are not in a position right now to collaborate on a military level, but our political leaders will engage and try to find common ground or a way forward where Russia, living up to its commitments, will return to a partnership of sorts here with NATO. But Russia is going to have to prove itself first and live up to the commitments they have made in the Russia-NATO agreement.
Mattis' comments came after Russian defense ministers said Moscow is ready to restore cooperation with the Pentagon. President Trump is defending the national security advisor he fired this week, saying Michael Flynn was the victim of illegal leaks from the country's intelligence community, detailing his conversations with Russia's ambassador to Washington.
I think it's really a sad thing that he was treated so badly. I think in addition to that, from intelligence, papers are being leaked, things are being leaked. It's criminal action, criminal act, and it's been going on for a long time before me.
Aside from the president's concerns, U.S. lawmakers say they want to know more about Flynn's dealings with Russia, with some congressional leaders calling for an independent investigation into the Flynn-Moscow connection. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration's position